1027
Breakfast with Air Link connecting Southern Africa. We have got Shona with us. Good morning, Shona. It's nice to have you here.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
It is nice to have. Yes, I mean, you went away for a few days and you've had a little bit of a trip with family. How did it go?
It was absolutely amazing. Although I am pleased to be here because we did feel like we were a bit of a part of the Hunger Games, maybe, or in Survivor.
Oh, wow. Were you doing a lot of out there climbing mountains and stuff?
We were. We started in Quebec.
Yes.
And it was to inter my mom's ashes.
Right.
But my brother and sister came from different countries with their children, and we all gathered together. There were 12 of us down in Quebec.
Wow.
We did the interment, then we went to Macondo, Grahamstown, where we grew up, and I took the children on a tour of the different homes, the schools, and so on, where my dad had his business. And then we ended up on this holiday farm in Tarkastad, and we've been going there for 50 years.
Oh, wow.
As children, my dad took us there twice a year. And there's a particular mountain that you have to climb called Martha. And so we made arrangements with the farmer to climb this mountain.
Is that your dad's name, Martha, for the mountain? His own name, or was it really called Martha?
No, they called Mary and Martha.
Okay.
Someone from England came out, bought the land, and named them after his daughters, I think.
Oh, right.
Okay.
So they're known as Mary and Martha. But yeah. So on the first day, we get there on Wednesday, my brother says, well, let's warm up and walk around the Blanco Mountain.
Yes.
So we start walking around this mountain. No one tells us that they've had rain for the last year, so three rivers are flowing that never normally flow.
Wow, wow.
So we have to first of all forge our way across three rivers,
yes,
jumping from rock to rock, some falling in, little tufts of grass, walking on wooden planks, and we made it across. Unfortunately, one did get injured.
So not badly,
when,
I hope.
That's when the Hunger Games came in.
Right.
So we have that person escorted back to camp, and we go back, and the next day we set off. So Thursday, this time last week, we were setting off to climb a mountain.
Right.
No one had told us that the farmer has actually stopped people climbing the mountain. He gave us special permission. So the road to the base of the mountain is now a track, and you need a 4x4.
Oh, wow.
So we parked, and we started on this 5K hike to the base of the mountain.
Yes.
Luckily, a local person stopped and said, cut through the field, because if you follow the road, you're never going to get there.
Right.
So we cut through the field, leopard crawled under a barbed wire fence.
Oh, my goodness.
Got thorns in our hands.
This is all part of your holiday, right?
This is supposed to be relaxing.
Yes, just checking out.
Made it to the base of the mountain.
Right.
My brother says, I'm not sure all of us will make it up. There are 10 of us at this stage.
Right.
Two have fallen by this time. So he says, let's do the service at the bottom for my mom. So I did a Eucharist service at the bottom. I think he thought I wouldn't make it with my back surgery. And we set off. And it was absolutely horrific, actually, the climb. The grass had grown over all the rocks and the holes, so we had to try and pick our way up. There were different cliff faces that we had to negotiate.
Right.
And my brother set us little tasks. So he would say, your target is that rock. Your target is that tree.
Yes.
Just take the next step.
Yes, I understand that.
And
I get that principle.
He and his sons are very fit, so they could probably have run up the mountain.
Right.
Anyway, three of us were struggling, and we had to do these little things and get to the next step. And he let us stop and admire the view, and we'd share stories and laugh and bond together, and then set off again, much to our body's dismay. Baboon shouted at us, a snake slithered across our path.
Oh my goodness.
We got to the base of the cliff, and there'd been a rock fall and it was overgrown. So there's only one way up that mountain, through one crevice.
Yeah.
So we had to pull ourselves up over rocks. I had a nephew behind giving me the odd shove. And we made it to the top, and it was magnificent. Fynbos was out because of the rain. There were bees on top of this mountain, 1,500 meters above sea level.
Oh, wow.
And the two black eagles came as we did a little prayer for my mom. And when we had done it for my dad 9 years ago, one black eagle came. So
no ways.
Yes. And my little nephew had said then, he was little at that time, is that granddad? Oh. So this time we all said granny and granddad as they went off to play in the thermals.
Oh.
Then we had to come down. And I came down backwards because it wasn't so easy. The reason I'm telling the story is there's several things that we learned and we discussed. We decided that that mountain was a bit like life.
Yeah.
There are obstacles. It can be difficult. It can be challenging.
Mm.
And if you're facing a mountain today, break it up into smaller parts. You just have to take the next step. Secondly, together, you're exponentially stronger than alone.
Mm-hmm.
I know that three of us wouldn't have made it up the mountain if it wasn't for the rest of the family, encouraging, pulling us, pushing us, helping us up. And we need each other. We're not made to travel alone on this planet.
Mm.
We're made to travel together, and in teams, we are much stronger. And if you're in a good team, when you face these obstacles, when you push to the limit, you bond even closer. That's what we discovered. And then when you get to the top, you actually do have to come down. So life is full of troughs. It's full of peaks. And we need to just embrace it all. Mm. Because going up was beautiful, coming down was even more difficult, but also beautiful as we paused from time to time, as we helped each other. And the vista, the view from up there was just magnificent. And at the end, we all felt like we had accomplished something.
Yeah.
And so we had that sense of excitement, as well as a bit of sadness, but a lot of excitement and a lot of love shared. And so whatever you're facing today, just embrace it and take the next step. Because that's all you need to do. It's one step at a time. And try and do it in a team. Try and find people to do it with you. Because it makes it so much better.
I think those are lovely words this morning. I think that's a great story. And I bet you slept well that night.
Well, apart from a bit of muscular pain, we slept well. And we did have some more injuries that were posted on the family group. But we all made it.
Shona, is your real name Cathy O'Dowd?
No. But it could be.
We
felt like we were climbing Everest. At one stage, one of the group said, just leave me here. Make it like Everest. I'm not going any further.
Go on without me.
Save yourselves.
That was it.
I'm sure the eagles can see us from here.
Yes.
Shona, thanks very much for coming in. Lovely words this morning. I love that story. And good to have you back in Joburg.
Good to be back.
Reverend Shona comes in every Thursday. If you'd like to catch more, she is on air with her own show on a Sunday morning between 6 and 5:30.
That's right.
Have a lovely day today. It is Hot 102.7 Breakfast. This is Eddie Grant and Electric Avenue. It's exactly 10 minutes to 7 o'clock. Good morning.
Hot 102.7. Hot 102.7.